boy, you know, but we got the same thing. And I was like, oh, all
right. I mean, you know, I'm about to make you tell this exact same story again, right?
Okay, I'm not going to tell the rest of everything. I'll just tell.
All right, my bad. Let's just get it in. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
What's his name? What's your name, bro?
Sean.
All right.
Sean Crosco. All right. Let's get it in. I'm just going to get the timer right quick. My bad, everybody. Damn. Y'all good? That means yes? No?
I think I'm good.
All right. You look good. What's up, everybody? And welcome back to the NOS. That's the 916 News on the Street. We're four hilarious comedians. Well, three hilarious comedians and Sean Crosco. Talk about today's Sacramento news. Today is March 23rd. I am joined by the great Steph Sanders. Steph, what's good?
What's up, Sacramento? What's happening?
I missed your little ass yesterday, boy. We needed you.
My little ass too, man.
You didn't call nobody or nothing. What's up?
On a plane, man. I tried to call you. They wouldn't let me do that.
Then as well, we joined today by D. Tyler. Like,
hey,
what's good, boy? You looking good, man.
D. Tyler, my other alter ego, like my food. We need to do a food thing together.
We do need to have both of y'all some foodies.
I could be. I want to be.
You look like the Christmas version of him.
Right.
You look like the elf on a shelf version of him. I feel like.
Hey, see?
If I had to take advice from one of y'all on food, I'm listening to D. Tyler all the time. But we do have coming in to the NOS for the second time, for the first time, Mr. Sean Crosco. What's up?
Back again for the first time. What's happening, man? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for filling in. Crosco's kind of a younger comment, bruh. He's not from our time.
Oh, is he?
No, he is not.
I didn't have to walk uphill both ways to school.
In fact, Steph, did you start doing comedy before D. Tyler?
I think I've been in almost 14 years now. How long have you been doing it, D?
You know, that's crazy because I've been doing it 15 years, but I know that y'all was doing comedy before. It's funny I say 15 years, but everybody that doing comedy more than me is like, oh, not 50. I think
remember, I was gone for four.
Them count.
Like, I didn't even touch. I didn't even go into any comedy club for 4 years.
So did you wait? So did you discount that time from your overall time?
Oh, yeah.
No, my nigga.
I think at a certain point you start lying about how long you've been doing comedy. How long you been doing? Oh man, like 3 days.
Don't be lying.
Right. I just started.
I've been doing it since 07. Since December, technically, it was like December.
All 14 years.
Yeah,
that's fucking suspicious.
No, but see, D. Tyler already been here when I got here. He was already part of the crew. Cole Black tried to punk me at a gas station.
really? That's funny.
Hey, hold on, D. Tyler.
Cole Black was one of the first comedians.
Huh?
Did you do Ocean's Lounge?
That was the first time I hit the stage.
Right. Okay. Yep. So we had. Yep, I remember D. Tyler there.
That was before my time. Ocean's Lounge got shut down. And I was wondering why, too. And then I heard the stories that happened at Ocean's Lounge, and I was like,
Ocean's Lounge was cracking, though.
Yeah.
Oh, when Shane Murphy had the little bikini contest? Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
What happened to Shane Murphy?
That was in SAC?
Yeah, Shane Murphy fell off. He got married. He got happy. He fell out the game.
On how next to Outback, man.
Oh, okay.
Now, yeah, Hawaiian barbecue place now?
Yeah, I think so, or a jewelry store.
Yeah, I remember. The is still in there, though. You just can't, unless you had a priest, you can't clean them spirits out, man.
That was cracking.
So look, I want to start off right off the bat. I had to interrupt a badass story my man D. Tyler was doing. So D, talk to me. Let's start the story from the beginning. Get the Sacramento people what they want.
The Birria Tacos.
What do you guys keep saying? Birria Tacos?
Because the case of Birria Taco is like the thing right now. People are just starting to get on it. Really
spell
right
Birria Taco.
Got a dip.
It's B-I-R-R-I-A.
Damn. Oh. You know what? You disrespecting your ancestors right now, bro.
Hey, man. My wife's Mexican. I've never heard of that shit.
Birria? You're saying birria?
Birria tacos. That's what they call. Don't be coming up here with these, you know what I'm saying?
Or aka Chivo.
Go ahead. They didn't disrespect you, man.
Go ahead.
Disrespect. I can't spam people about birria tacos.
Did you change your thing? Black stomachs matter.
So my spot was on Power and Food Ridge, the first place I could find him because I've been looking for him, but I was like, I ain't going to Southern California. I found a place on Power and Food Ridge. It's a gas station. So I go in there. Food is amazing, and so I keep going in there. You know, I'm a repeat offender. I'm gonna go back. So me and the dude that own the spot. We connect. I'm like, because I was doing my little DZ show, and I'm like, I want to do the show here. And at first, he didn't believe. He was like, "Oh, you just want free tacos." I'm like, "No, nigga, look at my Instagram." So I got to the point where we was gonna do some work, and I came in one day. And he was gone. It was a whole brand new Mexican dude there, and I was like, "That ain't the same dude. I know, like, that's a different dude." So I asked him what's going on. He was like, "Yeah, they switched him out." So this is what happened. I guess the dudes was like brothers or something, or it was his uncle, or the dude I knew was a nephew, and the uncle and the gas station owner had like worked this little deal like to cut him out because I guess he wanted to use cheaper ingredients. You got to use the quality ingredients like grandma used to do, and the uncle was like, "Nah, we're gonna do it my way and make more money." So I guess they conspired and got him up out of there, and he went and got his own truck. I ain't gonna find a truck yet, but I'm looking for that dude.
I'm with you. Hey, I'll find it with you. I can. I'm good at this.
Hey, I would look over there. I'd look over there off of Watt, and Fruit or Gerber. They have the little food truck right there down the street from. You said it used to be where on Fruit Ridge and Power Inn.
Yeah, it's called Don Chewy's.
Huh?
Don Chewy's.
Hey,
I'll do some investigation. I drive that way to work. I'll drive by there.
Birria tacos. I thought those were like, that's like some straight Mexican shit. And it's like goat meat. Isn't birria tacos like goat tacos?
No, man.
It's not? I thought that's what it was.
You can sue.
It's goat meat in Jamaica.
it's real talk. It is goat meat. Birria is goat.
They sell pork. They don't do goat here. Most of them do pork here.
Why isn't it just a taco? If you put carnitas or pollo in it, then that's a taco.
Hey, man, look, man. It's got the dip and everything. Don't come at us about these food things. You understand me? Hey,
that's where it's at, though. They don't know about the dip, Steph.
They don't know about the dip, man.
You're dipping the taco?
Oh, dude. The dip is what's happening.
Okay, tell me when you find this spot. Tell me where it is. I'm going to go check this out. But I think I had birria tacos. I thought it was goat meat. I thought that's what it was.
Okay. So what if it is?
Maybe, no, I'm just saying. I didn't know y'all was into goat meat like that.
I had heard of it too. It's good too.
Yeah, everybody eats goats. Who's not eating goats?
Where do we go?
So, man, I'm inquisitive. I'm asking about the tacos. That why are you so fucking mad at me, bro?
How often do you get the opportunity to eat goat? Where the fuck do you guys live?
Hey, man, we find goat.
I'll fuck up a goat. I'll be looking for these goats.
That's some South Sacramento Elk Grove shit right there.
If I see one on the road outside of the fence, I put him in my trunk.
Fuck this goat. You look delicious.
$6 a goat.
It's tacos with three wheels and with seven meats. You know what I'm saying?
if y'all find this taco truck, hit me up. So I looked up a bunch of news. Surprise, surprise. Everybody died in a car crash. South Sacramento, CHP response to 3 deadly car crashes in less than 4 hours. There was another guy. He's like some big up at the fire department. He's like one of their engineers, whatever. He died like in Roseville on a freeway or whatever. And then like, I don't know. We already did this one day on the pod. Like motherfuckers, I guess can't drive in Sacramento, but like, am I just now looking at the news and I'm noticing how many people are dying, or is this like, it seems like 4 to 5 people a week die in car crashes?
Yeah, man. Well, you know, first we had a pandemic, now we had a car pandemic. Because you know, I don't know, man. People, I mean,
people in California can't drive when it rains. That shit don't make any sense because it rains every year. But as soon as a little moisture hits the ground, everyone just loses their shit and forgets how to drive. Goes back to like they 75 years old. Or the exact opposite. They have no regard for the rain whatsoever and are driving like a NASCAR race.
That's what I'm talking about right there. I was like, man, you notice it's rain. They speed up. Who the hell is up in the rain, man? 96.
Like they're trying to test it.
Like ridiculous, man.
Our traffic is bad because the Bay Area transplants brought their bad driving ways with them.
You're right.
Yeah, let's blame the Bay. Yeah.
Blame it on the Bay.
We had traffic, but it was still like friendly, kind of, not friendly, but you know, it wasn't as aggressive. When all the baby boomers, our traffic got aggressive. Like, we got people like, you ever like turn your blinker on? It's an open lane. As soon as you turn your blinker on, a million cars want to get in that lane. And
Or run you into a median. You know how the two lanes merge, a lane will merge. They run you into a median. Somebody used to be let you in, you know. You can't run into a median.
This is why as soon as self-driving cars come in, I think they're going to outlaw cars.
Hey, man, I said this a long, long time ago that it's eventually going to get to an automated system, especially on the freeway. That's where it'll start because you eliminate all the human ego out of it. Because when you're driving, and me and my brother had this conversation for a long time going out to Santa Cruz one day, and we were saying his scenario was, well, what if my wife is pregnant and having the baby? And I need to get to the hospital. And I said, one, there's no reason at putting other people's lives at risk in order for you to get somewhere faster.
Don't give a fuck about this dude, baby. What's your mom?
Huh?
You better.
That was his argument against an automated freeway system. He wanted to still have control in case the scenario popped up where he needed to get to the hospital quicker and needed to go faster than traffic. But it would work more efficiently. And I mean, with all the cars and the sensors that are built into them already, I think that's just the way we're heading.
Let me tell you why it ain't cool, man. It ain't cool because then I can't go pick up cocaine, weed, and nothing because it's automated. It's going to tell the police where I'm at and everybody going to jail. See, I don't want the automated car. I don't want it to, when I'm going to do my pickups and do my illegal stuff, I don't want the car to tell the police what's up.
It's you have to start meeting at McDonald's, get yourself
automated cars is on the way.
You don't need the car, the phone, your phone already told on you.
That's why I turned it off.
Yeah.
I can see somebody going to court and then like, the witness, they got like the little phone sitting on the stand.
Siri, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
That
bitch is lying.
I'm telling you this. So I found another story, and it's kind of Sacramento. It's about Sacramento, but this is just a law that's going through. And it's not even the first step. I think we're on the fourth or fifth step toward this automated world. And I'd say about 10 years. These things are going to be ubiquitous. And then after that, it's going to start being mandatory. You probably can't even have a car. What's good?
Shout out to the new word you learned. I like that you.
One new word.
Ubiquitous on
his
own. Nice word. Most do-it-yourself auto repairs are now illegal in Sacramento.
Yep.
You can change your oil or maybe your car battery or something like that, but any kind of augmenting to your vehicle, any removing the engine, replacing the train, you ain't got no money, but you can afford the parts. You got a homeboy, you know, you throw him $50 and some beers and he comes and spends the weekend on your driveway. Not legal anymore in Sacramento.
Who hasn't a crackhead put on an alternator on their car?
Right. Or a fuel pump.
Yeah,
exactly. Right. They do it for $10.
For $10.
No, for pizza.
You can't beat it.
Yeah, no, that's
true. I didn't know that went into effect, though. I thought that was just a proposed law.
Now it's in effect. So they're pulling up, which is stupid to me. That's got to be a multi-billion dollar market, right? People repairing old cars, cars.
Well,
But it's what the government doesn't get paid from it, so that's why they want to put a law in.
In that case, it's a black market.
Are they really coming for that? Are they really coming for the fucking cigarette dude?
Yes, they're coming for the Newport dude, man. Come for Uncle Ray.
That dude, because that's the only person who
will fix your radiator.
Right,
hey, you don't get a tune up. You get a tune up put on it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Put tune up on it. I thought when I first time I dealt with one of them dudes, I thought the tune up was like a hat or something you could just put on. It. I'm like, you gonna put it on there?
Yeah.
Nah, man, those are man.
That's gonna cost us so much more money.
These are the baby moves. The law is supposed to stop racers, which is kind of also a problem in Sacramento with all these sideshows.
All right, but I think they can't put on their stupid market exhaust it's not going to stop them from going out on every Thursday at the racetrack and trying to,
they're trying to stop racers from modifying their cars or whatever. But I think that's bullshit. You know, I think they're just slowly taking us out of our
car. They're really putting a kibosh on anybody that's making independent money. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, man.
And because when it's the point where they're coming after the cigarette under the tree, under the hood, dude, when they coming for his pockets, it's bad, man.
Jojo provided for his family.
What'd you say, Steph?
Black people in every kind of way. This is the black underground market. That's what I'm talking about, man. When we got something going on, the Newport nigga, the Newport Marvin Tyrone.
There's a lot of redneck mechs out there, too, bro.
There's a lot.
They won't convict them. They coming for us, man.
Look, they won't say it, but Sacramento's trying to get rid of black people. First,
that's what I'm trying to thank you, D.
Let's not turn this into the secret black meeting. Ain't nobody doing kind of what you went for. I changed the alternator.
The people that smoke the Newports now. Come on, man.
They trying to get rid of
I don't think you can buy Newports in Sac anymore, right? In the menthol.
You gotta take the crack to Auburn and get 40 ounces.
You can't buy nothing no more.
You can buy a 40 ounce. I had a 40 ounce this morning.
You can't buy beer after 10:30 in El Grove. El Grove is a square
city. You can't buy 40s, but they don't sell.
You can't buy 40 ounces, huh? In El Grove? I don't think nowhere you can.
See?
I don't live in El Grove.
Sacramento has changed, man. It's hostile environment. Pretty much right.
See, I'm talking about Ellis. I've been trying to tell you.
But when you're doing all this leaning in, lean into the microphone. You're talking under the. All right. Here's the next story, which I thought was strange.
All right.
Not as strange as that one. Or stranger.
Well, I just seen all these. Well, I seen all these stories about car accidents. Then I see they're taking away the do it yourself. I think they're trying to move us toward this automated thing slowly. And then I was like, well, how many people die? Don't more people die car accidents than anything else, right? There's a new gun law, too. This one has not passed. They're trying to get it through. They're trying to jumpstart this. Micro stamps on handguns, where every handgun has to be modified with this like microscopic little thing. So when you pull the trigger, it stamps the shell on the bullet or whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh, bullet
so that
ID.
They can match.
So now the bullet's got to show ID too.
Yeah. Real ID.
You
gotta have real ID. Like California bullshit ain't gonna work.
Bullets.
You gotta have your bullets gonna have ID on them now. They want to ID the bullets.
Oh man.
The manufacturers. this law has already kind of been going through, and the manufacturers just haven't introduced any new models because they don't have to modify any new models. But they're trying to say, look, every time you make a new firearm now, it has to have this pin. This is my problem with it. It's like, that's why they have serial numbers. They have serial numbers, and they can already still do some of this stuff forensically. And so you're telling me you're going to put this microscopic thing up, like, they'll just shave that off too. This is not, you know what I mean? This is like modifying an AR. It's so simple. It's like, why is there even a law for this?
Yeah, there's gonna be bootleg stamps out there. Like, hey man, I got
yes.
That's the other thing. You start putting like Secret Service stamps on that shit. Next thing you know, fucking the military's out here shooting everybody up.
All black people locked up again.
Are you guys, matter of fact, are you guys gun guys? You guys have guns?
I'm a gun guy, but I do not.
I would need to confirm.
I don't know. I can't find out.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, though, if you're thinking about being a gun guy, you better get your ass out to the store quickly.
Yeah, that's true.
Of the events that happened yesterday, and because of the current person in charge or group of people in charge, that might change real quick.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about what happened
yesterday.
Colorado, man.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Bad day, man.
Shooting in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
In Colorado?
Yeah, you just said.
Again? Well, you talk about the massage parlor dude, right?
No, mm-hmm. That's Atlanta. We talk about
you. Okay. Yeah. So in Colorado, what happened?
Like Khaled said, another one.
Yeah.
There was a grocery store.
A guy walks into the grocery store and I think took out like 10 people, dude.
Well, 9 and a cop. I mean, a cop is a person, but I'm just saying.
No, the cop didn't take him out.
No, he got taken out.
He killed a cop.
People.
Oh, yeah, he killed a cop. And I think, matter of fact, here's another thing, too, is they wouldn't say who the shooter was. But they did say the shooter was the only one injured. Everybody else was just dead. And then they did walk a guy out barefoot, bleeding all on one leg. Some white dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this dude walked into a grocery store, killed 10 people, including a cop. And y'all cuffed him and walked him out.
Man, over and over again. Dylan Roof. Yeah. Everybody, they take another
time. The first time. Is it surprising? You know, if the same shit happens time after time and you expect a different result, that's the definition of crazy. So stop expecting a different result. Like, this is how it is. That's what's going to happen.
I think it's set up sometimes, bro, because there's no way that all these dudes are doing this stuff. They just get like happy.
Bro, people are fucking crazy. It's just who's saying
I was expecting something else? That's
what... No. I'm not saying it. But we want to make the comparison. I agree. Don't get me wrong.
This is probably going to get me canceled, but I'm going to say it anyway, is sometimes when I see these shootings, and this is just from a guy that was trained in the Marine Corps, if you give me a couple minutes in an AR, I'm putting bodies on the floor. You know what I mean? Sometimes you see these people, there'd be like a mass shooting and they got like hundreds of targets and they put two or three people down, a couple injuries. This dude is one of the most effective shooters I've seen in a while, and it seems like there were no shootings during lockdown, right? Or did I miss them? Or
nah, it wasn't.
You know,
that's why we missed. About to go back.
There was a couple, but nothing like
that. Hey, there
was that house shooting.
This goes on, bro. The more I'm not like I was a lightweight conspiracy dude, but now I'm like I'm like y'all don't see this shit.
Yeah,
like but y'all see this.
But what's the conspiracy for? What are they trying to do?
Here's the thing. Even the term conspiracy itself, conspiracy theories was a term invented actually by the alphabet groups to discredit people who were coming forward with information than anyone else. So the word, the term conspiracy theorist is made by them. So there really is no conspiracy theorist, really. When you say it, it's got a bad connotation to it, but
What do you then think is the reason behind all this?
I don't know, and if I did know, that's I would not say it right now.
Yeah. I'm trying to get taken out on the goddamn Zoom. He's trying to trick you, D.
I hate that people went, man, you can't go nowhere regularly. Went to the grocery store, dude, and 10 people, and you die, man. That's like so sad, man.
It's man, just...
How they take somebody like that alive? They should just...
You know what it is? It's a city where people are not caring. You don't hear this shit happening in Florida and Texas. And if you do, you don't hear about them taking out 10 people and spending 45 minutes in a fucking grocery store, walking the aisles.
Yeah, fucking
taking people out.
You hear about he shot one dude and then he was shot. You don't know if it's
exactly because people around there handle the shit quickly. But unfortunately, in some cities like this, I mean, there's this crazy fucking people. The same thing in Atlanta. There's crazy fucking people. And now they have the ability.
That guy's not crazy. That guy was having a bad day.
Bad day. No.
That's crazy.
We've all had a bad day. And on any bad day, you kill two max. Two.
Two.
On a bad day. Yeah. That was beyond. So it just goes to show that there is mental instability at everywhere. It's just...
But
it's going to get flown
live. That's killing me. How they get into the live, though? Like, I can't go outside without shoes on.
And it's not, again, guns don't kill people. People
it's not guns. It's crazy people. Exactly. We need people. We crazy fail people with society. We are failing these people. This is our fault. It's not you and me individually. It's us as a society's fault that we failed these people.
But I will say, like Ella said, like being trained in the military, I don't care. Like I can't carry, but I don't carry with me because I would too easily shoot somebody. Like it's easy. Once you shoot, we shot everything in the Marines and the Army, right?
Bang bang.
So once you shoot and you shot somebody, it's so easy to do for me, and I know I could go there, so I don't carry. Outside of that,
but you ain't wearing a mask. Pop pop. What you ain't doing?
Right. I'm not the dude like, oh, I've never done this before. My hands sweating and shaking. Nope.
You got my order wrong at the drive through.
Huh?
You a veteran too?
Yeah, Army.
Oh man, okay.
There ain't shit Steph hasn't
done. Yeah, that's a different. Yeah, you got a different.
That's what feel like us.
Right.
That's how I want to have around, man. Stephen Ellis when it goes down, man. Shoot.
Pop, hey, when the Armageddon comes to the crib, son, because I do got guns, okay?
I'm just dope in Call of Duty, but in real life.
Speaking of guns, there's two bodies.
I got some family in Galt that got bunkers. So when it goes Sacramento. Down. Yeah.
So let's talk Sacramento news. In Fair Oaks, they didn't release the names, but apparently they're both young. They found two bodies, a man and a woman that know each other. That's all they said. And then they live in a house with a bunch of other young people. It's a rental. Apparently, it's been really quiet. But then the male dude's walking by, mailman's walking by, finds both that dude and that girl dead in the driveway, the gun a few feet away from him, covered in blood.
So, murder suicide.
Say it one more time.
Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, I don't know.
But with guns? Damn.
Yeah. So whoever shot them left the gun there. If it wasn't just them,
it was murder suicide, Ellis. Obvious. I watched CSI.
Oh, it was one of them. Oh, damn. Yeah.
CSI Sacramento. Yeah.
You know what? I ain't never loved or hated somebody enough to shoot me.
Exactly.
You know, like I'll shoot you, but I'm not shooting me. I'll shoot
myself too, dog.
That defeats the purpose. Like, I'm so mad.
Fair Oaks is the good part of town, right? Who's getting shot at the Oak, man?
Hell no.
How many times have people gone in to do a murder suicide but then shot the other one and then went, you know what?
I ain't really with this.
Also, I'm good now.
My thought when they said the mailman found him, I was like, ooh, the mailman did it. Like, remember going postal? Like, they were the only people that did it. Remember that was a thing?
School shooters took them out, man. They may have forgotten.
Yeah, school shooters, office shooters. That thing was that was called. Oh, they went
postal workers. They test though. Postal. Remember, you got to take a test to be a postal worker. They changed in their psyche valve, man. So they got new people.
Now they're fucking going into massage parlors and goddamn fucking supermarkets.
Yeah, but those aren't mailmen. To be a mailman, you do probably got to pass the psych eval and look great in some shorts. I bet you they like, nah, you better put this fit on.
Better check that out that Doberman.
That hurts my heart, man, because somebody was just there buying, like, you know, that's because somebody was like, you know what, at home, is like, you know what, oh, we're out of eggs. You can get some eggs, and they can get some eggs.
So,
I mean, you never think it's the grocery store. You wouldn't think the massage parlor either. Like, I don't know if he shot people while they was getting massages. I'm not sure. Because sometimes it's so, I don't even want to know all the details sometimes.
He shot some dude in the parking lot.
I would hate to get in the parking lot.
Nothing to do with nothing. He was going to the store next door.
And he just
Mexican.
Association.
Yep. 100%. See? You know what this
thing you is? Saying? What you saying, D. Tyler? What are you saying, bro? You seem like you're trying to spit it.
It's so much going on, man. It's I don't know. I can't go to the grocery store no more. I've never been a fan of massage parlors. I thought I was safe. I stopped movies.
Tacos out of gas stations. You're not getting shot, nigga. You
Hey, I hope I'm not part of the taco massacre.
Y'all going to the wrong grocery store if you can't get a pull-off at your local grocery store. See, I go to a massage park grocery store combined at the True Dollar. Yep. You know what I mean? There's a chick at the back, in the back of the store to give you a rub out. And a deal. Need to go to the Family Dollar on Norwood. Okay.
But you know what? Ask for Trudy.
That's Craig named Karina now. This is, I know.
You know what's unfortunate though is the angle that they took on the Atlanta shooter and the race angle that they tried to manipulate around it. Or tried to play. From the outside, just looking in, you're like, oh, yeah, he shot a bunch of people of Asian descent. He clearly hated Asian descent people. But if I go to a basketball court because I'm so pissed off at basketball and I got an addiction to basketball, but I'm white and suck at it, and I go to a basketball court and shoot all the basketball players, chances are a lot of them are going to be black.
I don't think that's a good. I don't think that's a good analogy because that guy looked really good at massage. The suspect that he obviously doesn't have massage in me. You know what I mean? He looked like he had very soft yet strong hands. You know what I mean?
I think what happens though when you start playing towards the race issue, you take away from the real issue of mental instability and where we let this person. Pass through different degrees of being an adult.
But me personally, when people that look like me start getting fucking shot up, that's my number one concern. You know what I mean? So if everybody that got shot up that day in Atlanta was Asians like what, 0.2% of their fucking population? You know what I mean?
The Latino guy or a Mexican guy and then I think a white lady or something like that was the last one.
I got two stories. I got two stories. They're both basically the same damn story. Did y'all know March 18th was Stephon Clark Reflection Day?
Yeah,
that's official. Yeah. City of Sacramento declares March 18th as Stephon Clark Day of Reflection. So that was like 3 years ago.
Yeah,
something like that. March 22nd in 2021, 3 years later, there's a retired nurse, this guy, Orlando Truitt, 66-year-old black man, never been arrested. That's crazy. Good for you, dude. If you black and you haven't been even arrested, my man was living clean. I think last year he saw his neighbor get bum rushed by a bunch of cops. For no freaking reason. And he starts recording it, right? And the guy, and this is in Sacramento, and the guy's saying, oh, I'm going to die. I can't breathe. So he's recording it. And he's not screaming world star. He's just standing there like, recording this. And then the police officers come over and ask him, like, what are you doing? We need to take your phone for evidence for whatever. And he's like, nah, I ain't giving you my phone. And they're like, well, we can arrest you right now because you're in the street. So he takes a step onto the sidewalk. They still bum rush him, take his phone, handcuff him and shit. He sued. And then the Sacramento sheriffs, they don't want to admit any wrong, but they did have a settlement for $50,000. This guy's lawyer.
That's it.
Orlando's lawyer was like, he didn't even want that. He would have settled for a lot less very much earlier in the process. But they wouldn't even admit that they were wrong. You know what I mean?
That's what I want.
He just wanted them to admit that they were wrong.
He wanted them to admit that they were wrong.
I want the money too.
And it was the sheriff.
Yeah. What's up?
It was the sheriff.
I think it was the sheriff's department.
Hey, they're rowdy.
Which brings us back to that old sheriff story we did a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, how much would you want if you seen the sheriff's department choking a dude out? So you should start recording. Then they arrest you.
Right.
Hold you for a couple of days. You know what I mean?
Did the footage ever get released? Did they take his footage?
I think they took it. I haven't seen it. I looked into it.
Probably wasn't young enough to send it real fast to somebody.
Here's a slick part is.
You're that AOL.com.
Say they really committed an offense against the dude that was choking out, right?
Yeah.
So then they destroy that footage and they get away with the 50K and no wrong. And now, like, we all focused on this, but this is a dude that got choked the hell out. What happened to him? Where's his story at?
And he didn't get the 50,000, I don't think.
And then they set it off for 50K for the other guy that they didn't, you know. Oh, man, these slick dudes, man. Woo.
They're all about protecting their ass, bro.
Two birds and one stone. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. But it's smart to look at it that way because it's usually sleight of hand.
Yeah.
Special level. It's look over here while I'm doing this over here.
Now you see me, now you don't.
Has anybody requested the footage that was on his phone, supposedly?
I mean, I think
that's the focus point. Like, you were choking it out.
You can't delete nothing. It's in the cloud. It's there.
But especially in the current environment, especially in Sacramento, where we got Stephon Clark, is now just a part of our modern history. Like, that's the biggest thing that's happened here in a long, long time. And how that turned out, I would hope these police officers would just start protecting and serving.
But that was 3 years ago. They're not.
Yesterday.
He's saying they're not doing nothing different, man.
One thing's changed.
They do a couple Kings games, and now we're back to the same old methods.
Ellis, we had this talk, remember? When we talked about when we talked about the good that was gonna happen, all of that was destroyed, and the only legislation that was going to be passed as a result of this was going to be negative towards the communities. And that's what we saw. We've seen more influence on what cops' abilities can do on a federal level, as far as governors being able to call in National Guard and stuff like that. You haven't seen a ton of legislation being passed towards the policing of cops. You've seen it towards cops getting stronger enforcement. And
I would hope that in Sacramento, especially after Stephon Clark just got a day, that they start cleaning up these PDs. I hope.
You know what?
Because they just reopened everything, and I want to go outside. I've been outside. I've been running around outside, and I like it. And I don't want to get shot.
I just hope it ain't the Stephon Clark day. Is just not like just a wig on the pig. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope they actually get down and making some changes. And like you said, if there's no legislation changes, then it's not gonna change. You know what I'm saying? Look at the stuff they've done since they're making it worse for us. Like, they're constantly making things worse. You can't get a shade tree mechanic now. A video taco dude.
Taco disappeared.
Hey, it's not all negative bullet. Though. McDonald's brought back all day breakfast, bro.
That's not enough.
There's some. That's not enough.
Hey, but you know what, though? No, you know what? I take that back. You know what? That is a big thing. Because 10:30 cutoff caused a lot of fights. It was a lot of scuffles at 10:27 because they taken heck alone.
I've lost relationships over that.
Like, hurry up, man.
Goddamn McDonald's. That's disgusting.
My girl wasn't ready in time. She's gone now, bro. She's gone.
You know what? I still won't eat an egg McMuffin after 10:30. My body won't digest that.
If you can still eat McDonald's after a certain time, you got
to. You're not supposed to. That was for your safety. McDonald's,
I am crippled
for your safety.
Has anybody here ever had a night muffin? I never had a night muffin. I never had a muffin.
Bro, McDonald's breakfast was the glue holding this country together for the 4 years of craziness that we just saw. Oh, no one realized that shit
until it was too late. We gotta go. Yo, what you got going on right now, Steph? What you got coming up?
What do I got coming up? I'm hosting an award show. I'm at Laughs Unlimited April 8th.
Oh, that's what's up.
I'm somewhere before that too. But anyway, yeah,
what's on April 8th? What's on April
podcast? Whatever.
What's on April 8th?
I'm there. Are you there? I think it's me, Swiss, and Same Thing.
But it's just a show? It's open to the public?
I think so.
I'm pulling up on that show.
I just go where my name is on a flyer.
Right. And Last Unlimited is open just like everything else on a limited capacity inside. I'm gonna be there.
And I was doing simultaneous outside inside shows. Jen got
I'm doing a I'm doing the pro-am. The pro-am starts up on the first and the third Tuesday of every month. Oh, I need nice. Pros. I need pros. What's up?
Open mic.
They call it the pro-am now. Okay, yeah, I'm there.
Oh, you talking about the?
It's starting in April.
Next April, yeah, April the first and third Tuesday. I need pros to fill the slots. They get full. They get full slots. So if you guys want to come drop a set, please let me know, man. So we can show these young guys.
You ain't got pros. I thought you had tons of pros.
Nah, it's gonna be kind of hard. I think everybody's hard up for stage time these days. So if you want to come slide in, do your time, man. Let me know. And then where we find you online, Steph?
I am Steph Sanders everywhere and Off the Change podcast. We got a new episode out tonight. We had a double episode last week. One out tomorrow. So Off the Change podcast.
Black Stomachs Matter. All right, D Tyler or DJ and Tyler. Where can we find you online? What's cracking?
Oh man, online D Tyler 916 I promise that this year will be the year I do more than 7 tweets. I think like 5 tweets a year. Yeah. D Tyler 916 Instagram and Twitter, and then also I'll be at the Milk Bar in SF this Friday.
Okay, that's what's up. Are you on the gram a lot more than you're on Twitter then, I guess?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm on Facebook more than anything. I'm a Facebook.
Facebook?
Dude, for some reason.
Yeah, you can get an AARP card if Facebook
is. I'm an old dude. Like, I like Facebook. Like, it's.
Hey, we old, fellas.
Like, yeah, I'm using Facebook like Twitter. Like, I mean,
and the thing is, we think we're doing something on Facebook too. That I didn't realize.
Oh, get it.
You got like 3,000 friends.
You pin in the wind on Facebook.
So what's up with you, Crosco? I'm sure you're on TikTok or some shit. Where we find you online?
I'm on Grindr. No shit.
You don't know where you are?
You can catch me on everything at Sean Crosco. SEANCROSCO. I got a Netflix special coming out. I'm starting a nationwide tour with Dave Chappelle. That should be coming up soon. I got dates for you. Just keep checking in for all that information.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to all.
Hey, I'm gonna start lying.
Hey,
I didn't say anything except it's coming.
Shooter right there. That's the next grocery store shooter.
Netflix has to book you because like everybody keeps Googling. Everybody wants it.
No. Everyone's looking for that Sean Crosco.
Yeah, he's trying to influence the algorithms right now.
It's gonna be called excessive talking.
And they go up to Dave Chappelle like, "Where's your opener, Sean Crosco? What's going on with him?"
Who is that, baby? I don't know.
Crosco's known for that shit. Steph, D, Sean, I love you guys, man. Thanks for coming through.
Appreciate it, man.
That's the show. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, Sacramento.